As you think about your ideal life and why you have not yet achieved it, you will discover that you are actually a prisoner. You are hemmed in by your own thoughts, by the models you have created of how the world works, and these lock you in every bit as effectively as any prison cell. Many of us never recognize that we are in prison because we never try the door. It is only when you try the door and find that it is locked that you recognize that you are a prisoner. This program is for persons who know they are prisoners. What it will give you is a set of tools. There is a lockpick for persons who prefer finesse. There are explosives for persons who would prefer to blast their way out through the walls. There is shoveling equipment for persons who would like to dig a tunnel and burrow their way out. There are hacksaws for persons who would like to go at the bars on the windows, and many other tools besides. You will experiment with all of these tools, discover their power for yourself, and adapt them to your personality and your needs. And then you will work with them until they are no longer tools, but a part of who you are. Let me emphasize that. As you work with the exercises which are in this program, you will recognize their tremendous power. Keep working with them until they are no longer exercises, but have become a part of who you are, when you use them instinctively and all the time. That is when you will find that the greatest transformation occurs and your life changes dramatically and for the better. Here are some things that will help you get the most out of this program. You must genuinely desire to change and be open to the teachings and tools that I will be presenting in this program. I will be presenting you with many different models and ways of viewing the world. Don't judge them. Don't label them good or bad, true or false, or right or wrong. Instead, try them out in your life and see whether they work better for you in your life than the models that you are currently using. If they do work better, adopt them. Modify them to fit your particular circumstances. If they don't work better, simply discard them and move on to the next one. Set aside time to listen and engage with the lectures, the practices, the homework assignments, and the exercises in this program. This program is not designed for casual listening while driving in a car. It does require active engagement. It does require conscientious follow-up. Before you go further with the next session in this program, please get yourself a journal. We will be doing several journaling exercises together, and I will be assigning you homework and things to record in and after each session. At the start of each session, have your journal next to you. Participate fully in the exercises. Really give them your time and your best effort. Pay close attention to your emotional state from day to day, almost from hour to hour. Recognize that this work is a launching point for a journey of self-discovery that will last the rest of your life. It's a really good idea to use this program with other people you trust and who are close to you. If you have a spouse or a friend, have them listen to the program, do the exercises at the same time, create a support group where you discuss your experiences and meet regularly. Once a month is good. Once a week is even better if you're consistent about it. Think of this as a scientific journey of exploration. You are both the scientist and the laboratory. You might even want to think of it as art. You are the artist. Your life is a work of art, and you are shaping and crafting the rest of your life. Ready to begin?